Hello, everyone. Thank you for being with us today. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Recently, we did a Mormon Messages Marathon on Facebook where we ask you to tell us your favorite Mormon message. We received an email from Jason, who has been a member of the church for just over 10 months. He talked about how he was feeling alone, displaced, and lacked a common frame of reference with the other members. And we've all been there, right? We've all been in situations where we feel like we don't fit in or we're not part of a group. Jason says, "What I thought was once a sure thing, that I believe this church to be true and the Book of Mormon to be the Word of God, slipped away and I felt like the Spirit left me." Jason explains how he began skipping church, Sunday school, and just about anything related to church. The situation didn't really improve, he said, until he sat down with one of his best friends named Chase, who brought up the Mormon message entitled Testimony of the Book of Mormon. We wanted to just play a short clip of the conference talk from which this Mormon message was taken, and it's from a talk Elder Jeffrey R. Holland gave in General Conference, October 2009, entitled Safety for the Soul. Here it is in Elder Holland's own words.
May I refer to a modern last days testimony. When Joseph Smith and his brother Hiram started for Carthage to face what they knew would be an imminent martyrdom, Hiram read these words of comfort to the heart of his brother. Thou hast been faithful, wherefore thou shalt be made strong, even unto the sitting down in the place with which I have prepared in the mansions of my Father. And now I, Moroni, bid farewell until we shall meet before the judgment seat of Christ. A few short verses from the 12th chapter of Ether in the Book of Mormon. Before closing the book, Hiram turned down the corner of the page from which he had read, marking it as part of the everlasting testimony for which these two brothers were about to die. I hold in my hand that book, the very copy from which Hiram read, the same corner of the page turned down, still visible. Later, when actually incarcerated in the jail, Joseph the prophet turned to the guards who held him captive and bore a powerful testimony of the divine authenticity of the Book of Mormon. Shortly thereafter, pistol and ball would take the lives of these two testators. As one of a thousand elements of my own testimony of the divinity of the Book of Mormon, I submit this as yet one more evidence of its truthfulness. In this, their greatest and last hour of need, I ask you, would these men blaspheme before God by continuing to fix their lives, their honor, and their own search for eternal salvation on a book, and by implication, a church and a ministry they had fictitiously created out of whole cloth? Never mind that their wives are about to be widows and their children fatherless. Never mind that their little band of followers will yet be houseless, homeless, and friendless, and that their children will leave footprints of blood across frozen rivers and an untamed prairie floor. Never mind that legions will die and other legions live, declaring in the four quarters of this earth that they know the Book of Mormon and the church which it espouses it to be true. Disregard all of that and tell me whether in this hour of death these two men would enter the presence of their eternal judge, quoting from and finding solace in a book which, if not the very Word of God, would brand them as imposters and charlatans until the end of time. they would not do that. They were willing to die rather than deny the divine origin and the eternal truthfulness of the Book of Mormon. For 179 years, this book has been examined and attacked, denied and deconstructed, targeted and torn apart, like perhaps no other book in modern religious history, perhaps like no other book in any religious history. And still it stands. Failed theories about its origins have been born, parroted, and died. From Ethan Smith to Solomon Spaulding to deranged paranoid to cunning genius. None of these frankly pathetic answers for this book has ever withstood examination, because there is no other answer than the one Joseph gave as its young, unlearned translator. In this I stand with my own great-grandfather, who said simply enough, "No wicked man could write such a book as this, and no good man would write it, unless it were true, and he were commanded of God to do so." I testify that one cannot come to full faith in this latter-day work and thereby find the fullest measure of peace and comfort in these our times until he or she embraces the divinity of the Book of Mormon and the Lord Jesus Christ of whom it testifies.
That is a powerful message from Elder Holland. Now listen to the rest of Jason's comment to us at the Mormon Channel. He says, "I realized that if Joseph Smith was willing to defend the Book of Mormon to his demise, and if my friends were willing to defend it without indisputable physical evidence, then I cannot give up." Jason continues by saying that this Mormon message inspired him and his friend in a way that I cannot measure, he says. That message that Jason says is true for all of us. We cannot give up. Jason, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us about the Mormon message. If you haven't seen it, you can watch it on our website or our YouTube channel. Again, it's called Testimony of the Book of Mormon. That's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled "You Melt the Madness," and it's featuring the group Jericho Road. Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.
Some days it feels like I am walking through a storm, a strong wind blowing at my heart. I long for shelter, only you can give me, Lord. You are all I need, 'cause you're the Prince of Peace. You melt the madness, you calm the fear inside of me. When the world is spinning out of control, you stop the struggle. Lord, it's your love that brings sweet rest to my soul. And my heart knows you melt the madness. You melt the madness. Seems this crazy world is never gonna change. So Lord, I want you to change me. And in the chaos, I'll be calling out your name. Won't you set me free with your serenity? You melt the madness. You come. My heart knows, come what may.